confess to you, O Lord, that I have sinned. I confess to you, O Lord, all my sin within. I have failed to live for you in the things I say and do, and have fallen short of living in your
of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. For his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
The feet.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Pray. Creator God, you prepare a new way in the wilderness, and your grace waters our desert. Open our hearts to be transformed by the new thing you are doing, that our lives may proclaim the extravagance of your love given to all through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated.
A reading from Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings out chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise. They are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, For I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, so that they might declare responsively. Please read the bold print. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, then were we like those who dream. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad indeed.
Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the water courses of the wind.
Those who sowed with tears will reap with songs of joy.
Those who go out weeping, carrying the seed, will come again with joy, shouldering their sheaves.
A reading from Philippians. Paul writes, "If anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings, by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As I was pondering our gospel lesson this week, I saw in the midst of it on Friday, my wife and I went to see Clue at the Palace Theater in Marion. So in pondering the gospel lesson, it led me to appreciate a scene in John's gospel where there are interesting dinner guests, right? If you're familiar with the story of Clue. At the dinner party in our gospel lesson, we have Lazarus, who's just been raised from the dead. Martha was serving. We know Jesus is present. Mary's anointing him. And in John's gospel, we hear that Judas is there among the guests. And when watching Clue, that's a whodunit mystery. But there's a lot of finger pointing and accusations that are going around. And we see that in our gospel lesson today, to a degree. Finger pointing that is rooted in our original sin. The finger pointing and accusations that we make towards one another actually distract us. Distract us from what really matters. What we should be paying attention to. Judas is accusing Mary of being wasteful. Judas is being accused by the narrator of being a thief and a betrayer. Yet, at this dinner party, we have betrayers, squanderers, doubters, and judgers, all with Jesus. What does that tell us about Jesus? But in this scene, even we get distracted. Whether Mary's doing the right thing or not, we get caught up in trying to unpack Judas's and even Jesus's line. You will always have the poor with you. Some have used this as an excuse to not really be invested in serving the poor, because Jesus said you're always going to have them with you. But Ben Williams points out that Jesus might have been referring to Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 11. There will never cease to be some poor people in the land. Therefore, I'm commanding you to make sure you open your hand to your fellow Israelites who are needy and poor in your land. Many of those translations of Deuteronomy 15:11 explicitly say poor. The NRSV translate it more broadly as some in need. In being consistent with the ways and teachings of Jesus, it seems that Jesus is saying you will always have opportunities to serve the poor because they will always be someone in need. It's not a reason to neglect them. But you see, even going down this trajectory, we've been distracted because we have to unpack what Judas has sidetracked us with. People can recite that line. You'll always have the poor. But do they recall what's going on? Can they make reference to what Mary's doing? Do they recall that it comes from a story right after Jesus has just raised Lazarus from the dead and he's sitting at this very dinner table? The deflecting and the distractions, the accusations, they're real. We do it in our own discourse in our society. I might be doing this, but I'm not stealing from the common purse. Say what you want about me, but I'm not wasting how our resources are being spent. Perhaps it's the sting of death that we want to be distracted from. It's what we want to avoid here. Lazarus is very present at the table. And while I'm sure it's a cause of celebration, if I was invited to this dinner party, I would be reminded of my mortality staring at me in the face. Whenever I've lost someone close to me, you wrestle with your mortality. Lazarus and all those gathered at that dinner party would die someday. And what is seen as Mary's wasteful act of anointing is also a reminder of death. As one commentator puts it, because that anointing is a fragrance that is associated with death. Jesus even says in our gospel lesson that she bought it for the day of my burial. So even that pleasant smelling oil would remind people gathered at that dinner party of death in the air. In the distractions and deflections, we miss the preparation for death that is taking place. We miss that Lazarus being there isn't something we should fear or avoid as death having the final say, but that Jesus has power over death. And that as he journeys to the cross, and as we encounter the empty tomb, we see Jesus doing a new thing, and that we are joined to that. But if we're distracted in accusations and finger pointing, we're going to miss that. Mary may also be foreshadowing what Jesus will later teach the disciples. As Mary washes the feet with her hair, on Maundy Thursday, we will hear the story in John's Gospel where Jesus washes the feet of his disciples. Mary may have paved the way for Jesus teaching this command for all of us to love one another, to wash each other's feet, to love one another as he has loved us. Both Mary and Martha are serving, and there's a Greek word for that, diakoneo. Diakonia, where we get the word deacon from. Once again, when we're paying attention first and foremost to what God is doing, we aren't getting lost in focusing on what others are doing, or whether or not we're doing enough, or how others could be doing something better. But we're drawn in to Christ's call of diakonia, service. When the sting of death is staring us in the face and the fragrant reminder of death, no matter how pleasant the smell can trigger the sting of death within our soul, where do we then center ourselves? Is it in Christ or is it in the world? Is it in ourselves? Because when it is in Christ, it's going to be filled with joy. It's going to be filled with hope. It's going to be filled with the Spirit that moves us to be generous in word and deed. To serve not because we have to, but serve because we want to. And as the church, our resources should never be squandered. I know we're not perfect, but whether it be for what we utilize in the sanctuary, or our fellowship hall, or our kitchen, or educational resources, it's not meant to be for an exclusive group of people, of members, or in this day and age, subscribers, but it's open for all people in the community to come and to encounter and to experience the love of God in Jesus Christ that is very present when the assembly of saints gather together in word and sacrament and in fellowship and service. Today we have the commissioning of our Stephen ministers. We give thanks for how they've entered this process of training and answering the call to serve and to now this day be sent apart to provide one-on-one, Christ-centered care to those in need. And it should call to mind Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 11. There will never cease to be some people in need in the land. Therefore, I am commanding you to make sure you open your hand to your fellow Israelites who are needy and poor in your land. They will be opening their lives and their hearts. They will be giving of their time and their talent and all the wisdom that they have gained and continue to gain as you continue to learn in this process to walk with those in need. And it's a ministry of our congregation. As you'll hear reiterated later today, we all are a part of this, even if one is not commissioned as a Stephen minister. Scott reminded us of this last night, that we all are more attentive in looking out for who might need that Christ-centered one-on-one care from a Stephen minister. But it means that we're not going to be distracted. We're not going to deflect. We're not going to point fingers. We're going to be focused on ourselves, but centered on the love of Jesus Christ. That's what we're called to be, first and foremost, focused on Jesus and knowing that the good news of Jesus Christ has power over death, that we have victory in our Lord, and the promise that we've received through the victory of the cross sustains us in such a way that we're able to walk with others who are hurting, who are in need in this broken world. And as I said, whether one is a Stephen's minister or just all of our calling as part of the priesthood of all believers through the waters of baptism, we are called to be sent forth from this place to open our lives and our hearts to serving all who are in need, bearing witness to the love of Jesus Christ. As Luther writes in his explanation of the Eighth Commandment in the Small Catechism, we are to fear and love God so that we do not tell lies about our neighbors, betray or slander them, or destroy their reputations. Instead, we are to come to their defense, speak well of them, and interpret everything they do in the best possible light. What if we did more of that rather than being distracted by our finger pointing and our accusations that we can make with one another? What would it look like if we embodied the ministry that Mary embodies today, centering our lives on Jesus and embodying a ministry that's truly called to serve others, to wash the feet of another, to love each other as Christ loved us? What would that look like? If we stop just defining and dividing people as evil, wasteful, and sinful, and to see that everybody is included at the dinner party, that we also would be signs of God's grace, that we would ourselves be invitations of welcome to the feast that has no end. So I'm thankful for those who have answered the call, and I continue to be thankful for all of you who support this ministry and the many ministries that we embody here at St. John Lutheran Windfall in sharing the love of Jesus and opening our lives and our hearts to serving anyone in need in this community. For in sharing the love of Jesus, we are to go out into the world and be a healing presence to all, giving witness to the power of Jesus in life and in death. Thanks be to God. Amen. At this point, I'd like to call forward our Stephen's ministers who are to be commissioned today. We'll start with him over there. Dear beloved children of God, you have been equipped to serve as Stephen ministers at St. John Windfall. Listen now to the words we find in Scripture. Praise be to God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Jesus Christ you are serving. Beloved children of God, each of you have been comforted by God with the good news of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection for you. We ask you now to join in serving our Lord and those in our congregation and neighborhood who need to be comforted. Are you prepared to meet those requests that we ask of you?
Yes, with the help of God.
Are you prepared to nurture the skills you have learned and use them in service to others, to support, encourage, build up, and comfort people in all their needs?
Yes, with the help of God.
People of St. John, we ask you as members of this congregation to open your hearts to the ministry of these people and to pray for them, that they may be effective servants of Christ. Are you prepared to meet this request? If so, answer, yes, with the help of God.
Yes.
We also ask you to accept their ministry when you need help, to allow these individuals to work with you as you face struggles in your life, that you might receive support and help from your Christian brothers and sisters. If you are prepared to meet this request, answer yes with the help of God.
Yes, with the help of God.
Stephen Minister trainees, are you prepared to serve as Stephen ministers at St. John Windfall?
Yes.
May you share Christ's abundant love with others so that they and you may grow in his wholeness. Steve, may you see Christ in all people and be moved by his life to care for them as you would care for Christ himself. Scott, may you see Christ in all people and be moved by his life to care for them as you would care for Christ himself. Cindy, may you see Christ in all people and be moved by his life to care for them as you would care for Christ himself. Deb, may you see Christ in all people and be moved by his life to care for them as you would care for Christ himself. Linda, may you see Christ in all people and be moved by his life to care for them as you would care for Christ himself. Diane, may you see Christ in all people and be moved by his life to care for them as you would care for Christ himself. Because you have promised faithfully to serve the Lord Jesus and his people, the Stephen ministers, I commend you to the care and guidance of the Holy Spirit as you in turn care for others. Work hard. Use the skills you have learned, releasing the gifts and talents of the Spirit of God has given you so that you might be a blessing to the people you meet and care for. Continue to study. Reflect upon the situations you encounter. Pray for the people whose lives you are privileged to share. Be free to share your own personal frustrations and needs with others so that you might receive the same kind of care and love you offer others. Act boldly and without fear, for Christ is with you. And may the God of peace sanctify you wholly, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Congregation, we pray together. O God, we ask you to take our sisters, Cindy, Deb, Diane, and Linda, and our brothers, Scott and Steve, into your care. You have blessed them with particular gifts and talents, and have provided them with an opportunity to learn more about helping people. May they serve you with the power of the Holy Spirit. May they be quick, patient in listening, willing to share themselves with people. Give us thankful hearts for them and show them in time of stress and action a special measure of your mercy. Keep them strong in faith, given them. For the sake of Jesus, who cares for all in every way forever. Amen. We continue with the mission statement for Stephen's ministry. St. John Lutheran Church, Windfall, Stephen Ministry equips God's people for the work of the ministry, bringing Christ's healing love to people who are hurting, sent into the community to share the love of Jesus. Let us give thanks for our sisters and brothers who are committed to be Stephen's ministers in this congregation and for what God is doing in this congregation through them. We continue with the hymn of the day. Please rise.
Let us say what we believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Draw close to the heart of God. We offer these prayers for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Give us courage in the face of change and faithful in sharing the gospel. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We pray for Daniel, our bishop, Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, Adam, our pastor and dean, all pastors, deacons, and all who minister in Christ, and for all the holy people of God. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Revive habitats already impaired by human disregard. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Break barriers that prevent political enemies from working together for the well-being of all. Make a way for peace and collaboration among the nations. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Reveal a path for any who are unemployed or underemployed, for those experiencing homelessness, and for all who struggle with money. Comfort those who grieve and restore those who are sick, especially Tracy, Amber, Vincent, Pat, Debbie, Candace, Stan, Barb, Jasmine, Pete, Nadine, Cheryl, the family of Perry Priest, Barb, Ruth, John, Barb, Leah, Carol, and our homebound. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Direct us into encounters that broaden our understanding of the human experience. Amplify voices that are ignored or devalued. Deliver us especially from the scourge of racism. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Holy God, we pray for those in our armed services, especially Cade, Michael, Luke, and their chaplains. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Fill us with the knowledge of Christ and the power of his resurrection as we give thanks for all the saints who have attained the prize of their heavenly call. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
On behalf of a world in need, for the sake of Jesus Christ. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
We continue with the offering. Please be seated.
Let us pray. God, our provider, you have not fed us with bread alone, but with words of grace and life. Bless us in these your gifts, which we receive from your bounty, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise you for your spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us, and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth burning with justice, peace, and love.
Come, Holy Spirit.
With your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
You may be seated. At this time, I'd like to invite our communion assistants forward and anyone who's participating in Children's Church. Distribution of the sacrament will be continuous. I will be in the center aisle with the consecrated hosts. There'll be two stations for consecrated wine. If you desire grape juice, that will be on the pulpit site. An usher will have trays of glass cups, and they will release you forward. Just take a glass cup as you come forward. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Christ is present here, and he offers himself to you. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready. the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. Compassionate God, you have fed us with the bread of heaven. Sustain us in our Lenten pilgrimage. May our fasting be hunger for justice, our alms a making of peace, and our prayer the song of grateful hearts. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. Announcements for the good of the community. Linda?
On April the 23rd, we have the privilege of hosting the Southeast Conference Women to come for a morning, basically 9 to noon and 1 o'clock meeting here at the church. We have done the planning for it, and now we are saying we would like to have a few extra hands. The planning has been made. We have need for people that would help us set up and also people that would help us to tear down afterwards. But in addition to that, there is a brunch, and that brunch is made up of some casseroles. Perhaps you have a favorite casserole as a brunch casserole, but we have tasted and tested several recipes that are on the bulletin board out in the narthex by the fellowship hall. So if there is any way that you can use your hands and your hearts and open them up to share the day with us, you are invited to come and be a part of this experience and the joy of the day and the fellowship. So if there's any way you can be of help to us, please look at the bulletin board and sign up for us, and we will look forward to having you share that day with us in one way or another. Thank you.
Well, on behalf of the newly commissioned Stephen ministers, we thank the church. We thank you for your support, and we look forward to being of service to you, to the parish, to the community in general, and anyone who has need. One thing I'm going to ask is that all of you see yourselves as lookouts. So that if you see someone in need, please let Pastor Diane, myself, or Linda Peake know the name, which won't be shared, and we'll go from there. We appreciate it very much again. Thanks so much. Oh, by the way, cookies and punch after church. So come on back and have cookies and punch.
As Christ sends us out into the world, let us recite the mission God has given us. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
remember the poor.
Thanks be to God.